This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new guest for you. I'm pretty excited to have him on the show because the technology they have for the golf courses and golf carts are really interesting. They're in over 250 different golf courses around the world, and really they're blowing it out of the park. And what I mean by that, by revenues wise, we're talking about no other than DSG Global Inc. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DSGT. And with us today, he's the CEO and CFO, is Bob Silser. Bob, welcome to the show.
Aaron, nice to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
You know, for the first time being on here, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Well, once again, we're very unique, I guess kind of a unique force, in especially in the golfing world. However, I just want to make sure that all your listeners realize it's not just the golfing world that we're in, even though we've been specializing in that for many years. I've been doing it for a little over 25 years. So that kind of gives my age away. But what we have done is, and what we have is, we're a tracking device that goes on to golf cars or basically anything that moves. We have patented technology on our tag system, and the tag system is mounted on a golf car or a mower or a tractor truck, or whatever the case may be. And we're able to track real time. So every second that the vehicle is moving within 1 meter or roughly 3 feet of that particular move, we will know where the company, being at the golf course or whomever is tracking that device, will know exactly where that vehicle may be. It also comes into play for pace of play on a golf course, which is really critical these days where businessmen and whomever don't really enjoy getting out and having to wait for 5 hours in order to get a game of golf in. Therefore, and you know, like, you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
So what happens, it picks up the pace of play, and the management of a golf course is able to track and be able to speed up that play, send messages. You can do everything on our system from ordering food and beverage to seeing how far you've hit your ball. The only thing we haven't done yet is put a chip in the ball, even though they do make them now where you could actually find your ball at the same time, but that'll slow down pace of play. So, and the ball companies obviously wouldn't like it, but what we do is we certainly let the management and the golfer being able to move faster and see what the hole is like ahead of time, because the full course is mapped, pardon me, before we actually go on the course, and you can see the entire hole ahead of time. You have the look ahead feature, you know when to hit, when not to hit. It does anything that you could possibly imagine, from managing to giving the golfer the experience of knowing what to do.
Well, I saw that in 2015 that you guys did about $1.9 million in revenue. How long have you guys been in business?
We've been in business for 9 years. And the first 4 years was developing the patented technology that we have. And last year, just for information's sake, was a rebuilding year. Actually, the last 14 months, we rebuilt to the point of where I was able to reduce the cost of goods by 30-some percent. The operations, we changed manufacturers and getting all prepared and ready for the new technology that we are introducing this year in 2017. In fact, today, Everett, is that we released a report on the Newswire. In fact, I think we've traded over 2 million shares already, that the company, my projections going forward into 2017, is going to exceed $3.4 million in sales.
Wow.
And we have a pipeline, right? Yeah. So it's going to be about a 200 plus percent increase over last year. And truthfully, I think we'll even surpass that.
You know, how are sales looking for? I know that you guys are on, you're doing some record sales in Europe, but in general, how are sales looking for so far this year?
Well, they're fantastic. So far, like I said, we have a pipeline of about $2.5 to $3 million right now. And in fact, a week ago, I put out a press release where we actually are having record sales in Europe, and we're expanding in Europe. with more of a sales team than we have. And I'm not quite sure why, but there's a lot going on over there as to where they certainly want to know where their golf cars, et cetera, are at.
You know, do you think you guys will crush the 2016 revenues of $1.1 million?
Oh, yeah, big time. I mean, I'm expecting that we'll be crushing that at the end of the second quarter. And not only that, certainly early into the third, but more importantly is that we also, I'm looking forward that we're going to be cash flow positive in late 2017, without a question.
My guest today is Bob Silser. He is the CEO and CFO of DSG Global, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DSGT. You know, you guys are best known for your GPS tag system on golf course, but how is your product different from your competition?
Well, it's different in actually in a number of ways. First of all, we are the only company out of the three that are in this business in the golf world that actually have a patented technology called a product called the tag. And not because of its name, obviously, but because of what it does. Because we can go onto electric cars, gas cars, I mean, absolutely any vehicle that moves, we're able to go onto machinery within a golf course, et cetera. So that's one way. The other way is that we have actually four products, which is the tag and then the touch, the text, and the turf. And so you can interchange at any given time. You can start with just with the tag, which is the full management system, and it goes with each of those products. And or you can you want to start off because it's maybe too expensive to go with the full-blown touch screen. You can start off with a text. And then you can graduate up later, and we give credit back to you for the time that you've used it. And so it's interchangeable, which is no one in the industry can do or has products quite like that. Plus, we have our own batteries within our products. Therefore, we're not draining batteries off of the golf car, which is very, very critical in this business. And just because of our service and support that we're offering to our clients, it's quite unique what we have and what we're doing. Also keep in mind, Everett, is the fact that our tag is not only designed and created for golf courses, but we also have been testing in the agricultural world for the last 2 years. And we now are very near to introducing it into the agriculture world to for recording back-end reports, et cetera, which the government are demanding in 2018. So between that and the agricultural and our full programmatic advertising introduction, which is going to be coming within the next 3 months on the actual screens of being able to produce ads, full videos, I mean, whatever you want, is going to be quite remarkable on a golf course.
You know, I know you guys are in around over 250 golf courses, but my question is, how big is this marketplace you're selling or leasing your products to? Do we have 5% of the market space, 3%? Where are we at on that aspect?
The market space is just absolutely huge. You know, you hear a lot of people saying, well, you know, golf courses are closing down. Well, you know, there's as many openings as there is closing. So there certainly isn't a shortage of golf courses. Around the world, there's 38,000 golf courses.
Wow.
And there's approximately 18,000 courses in the United States, and the balance of the world has the other 20,000 courses. Right now, the entire marketplace and has only got about a 3% penetration. And the reason being is that technology has changed so dramatically over the years, 5 years ago, 6, 7, 8 years ago, to design a golf course with our product or with the industry's product was in the area of $350,000. Whereas today, that same product ranges anywhere from the tag around $50,000 up to about $125,000 for a golf course. So there's just a major, major change in the cost factor and the technology. So right now, you know, it's the old want and need situation in an industry. And right now, it's not a matter of wanting something, it's a matter of needing it. And especially our particular technology is in demand, and we're moving as fast as we can in order to make it happen to fulfill the orders. But it's really becoming quite popular in the industry.
If we can, let's change gears here a little bit. Let's talk about the balance sheet. You know, a lot of the investors that listen to my show and get my books and come to my website, you know, I get emails every day and saying, hey, Ev, I listen to your show. My biggest concern of buying this company is dilution. You know, where are we at on that part? Do we have enough in the coffers to go on? Can you give us any kind of I don't want to say forward statement, but at least a forward statement in the aspect of where we're at and how we're doing balance sheet wise.
Well, the balance sheet has not been remarkable for the company over the years because it was building the company up to where we are kind of trying to get to in 2017 and then onward, just because of the cost of development and the cost of getting to market, that what we were doing is we were putting all of our money back into inventory. So that we could expand. When the growth explodes, as it did with our company, right at the beginning, it sometimes is wonderful to have all that growth, but it also is in some cases not that good just because of cash flow. So what we have done now is that we are paying down our debt. Our stock is tightly held. There's only 32 million shares issued and outstanding. Within the company, we're running at about a 5 million, 6 million float. And so the whole idea of us going forward right now is we are raising capital. We are doing a capital raise. And it's we're talking to some very high-profile investors and companies that are looking at joining forces with us and going forward. Again, not only in the golfing world, but in the technology world, the cellular world, agriculture world, so and advertising. So I'm hoping that Everett, that we're able to improve our balance sheet by the end of 2017 and kind of look back and say that it was an experience, but now we've cleaned the balance sheet up from what it is today.
You know, we have an old saying that there's no shame in having a bad balance sheet. It's just a shame of staying a bad balance sheet.
Boy, is that a true statement. I'll tell you. Yeah, and there's no one who would rather, you know, have it out and get out where we're into the black instead of that red color all the time. And I'm on side for that all the way through. And we're certainly looking forward to that happening sometime this year.
Hey, Bob, I noticed that you guys are not just in the golf market only, but can you tell us what other markets your product can be used in?
Well, you know, it's as I was saying, certainly the big thing is in the advertising world, the agricultural world, and we're also now developing and almost completed, actually, is a product that is going to be available on vehicles, on truck tracking, our tag system, on cars or whatever. If you are or whatever a trucking company want to follow their trucks around and to actually see what is happening within that particular vehicle, we have a product that's being introduced where it's actually going to be able to track the truck. Know everything about it from the point of how many times it braked, how many times had whether the driver had the seatbelt on, the gas mileage, being able to have cameras inside, forward and backward in case of an accident, and being able to also have the driver knowledgeable of what's going on and the company aware of what's going on in the cab. So that product is being introduced within the next 90 days. In our company, and it's really, really exciting for us. And we hope to actually even take it into the retail side, that if someone wanted to had a young family and they wanted the kids just got driver's license and wanted to be able to caution them and know where they are, they could put it on the vehicles as well. And be able
I couldn't
to
agree. I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely. If I had a young teenage daughter, I would want to know where she's at. But the company that we're highlighting today is DSG Global Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol DSGT. With us today is Bob Silser. Bob, I want to thank you for coming on the show. In closing, is there anything you would like to get out to our listeners that maybe you and I didn't get a chance to touch upon?
You know, thanks, Everett. The only thing that I would like to say is this, is that, you know, whether you're watching us today or this is the first time you've heard of DSG, I would recommend you follow us because I think you're going to see just a lot of exciting things going on within the company. And we have a kind of a saying that we have around, and that is we think out of the box, and we're one of the very few that do. And I think you'll see by the new products that we've taken on with our new golf cars, as an example. We have our new three-wheel Raptor is what it's called. It's an electric golf car, a single rider. That's where we're moving out of the box and doing things, you know, also still in the same industry, but it's allowing us to expand and not just key in and hone in on one thing. Everett, thanks a million for your time and giving me the opportunity.
Yeah, if you want to know more about his company, you can go to their website, www.dsgtag.com. I wish you nothing but continued success, Bob. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 50 days. Give us an update of what you guys are doing.
I'd love to do that. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.